Welcome to Tractor Fiction, where we explore the work of Jack Chick on the radio.
Yeah, we're doing a track called No Fear. So I guess I'm just going to be quiet and let the tract begin.
It was a dark and moody evening in the heart of suburban America. Lance, a dark outsider teen, paced his room clad in the dark clothing that expresses the darkness he felt inside. He was on the phone with Dolly, telling her all about his plans to end his haunted existence. Little did he know that two invisible demons were in the room, manipulating him, coercing him.
Dolly, I've had it. I'm gonna do it Friday night.
Yay.
Okay, Lance. If you do, I'll do it during your funeral. But aren't you afraid?
Are you kidding? My middle name is No Fear.
No Fear was also the slogan on Lance's t-shirt.
You can't tell anyone, okay?
Okay, just my sister.
Dolly, suicide's the only answer.
Amen!
What's gonna happen to us after we die?
I don't know, and I don't care, but it's gotta be better than this.
I agree, Lance.
So do we.
Bye, Dolly. I love you.
That Friday, Lance stood on a chair in his room, a perfect noose around his neck and a look of determination on his sour little mug. The two demons gleefully looked on, urging him evermore unto his ends.
This is the best way, Tiger. Wow, what guts!
1, 2, 3... Jump!
Lance leapt from his chair and the rope caught, tightening around his neck, and with a mighty crack, snapped his fragile little teenage neck. His limp body swung silently from the rafters.
Hooray, you did it!
Now for the big surprise!
The next thing Lance knew, he was surrounded by searing flames and hot lakes of burning, screaming agony.
Where am I?
You're in hell!
I love this.
How long will he be here, brother?
Forever and ever and ever and ever. Shall I go on?
Oh man, it wasn't supposed to be like this.
What? Is Mr. No Fear afraid?
When you get the big picture, you'll be absolutely terrified.
Am I in hell because I committed suicide?
No. You're here because you rejected Jesus Christ.
Ah! My leg's on fire! Somebody help!
Sorry, Lance. There's no way out.
I can't stand it. Ah! I'm burning!
Meanwhile, back on the earthly plane of existence, Lance's friends and family were all gathered for his internment. A young girl took the preacher aside.
Preacher, you've gotta help me. My sister said she was gonna kill herself during Lance's funeral.
Quickly, to the preacher mobile.
They leapt into the preacher's station wagon and fly with the speed of Holy Spirit, screeching through the streets of the once quiet suburban town.
Please, God, let us get to Dolly in time.
There's a house, but I don't have my keys!
The preacher knows what to do. He barrels up to the door and uses his blessed foot to kick the door right out of its frame. His holiness of this breath is so powerful that the two demons who had returned to Earth to usher Dolly to her room were driven from the residence, grimacing. Dolly was tottering on the edge of the couch, her neck in a noose. The preacher ran to her and gripped her about the legs, holding her up too high to choke. He took the noose off her neck, and the ungrateful little wrench thanked him by saying,
"Hey, you stopped me from seeing Lance!"
Thank God we did.
What do you mean?
You were seconds away from burning forever in a lake of fire.
But Lance and I thought suicide would end all of our problems!
No, Dolly, don't be stupid. That's a lie of the devil. Let me show you the shocking truth about where you almost went today. Here is just some of what the Bible says about this horrible place. Hell is a lake of fire, a bottomless pit, a horrible tempest, a devouring fire. Fire. Again, fire. A place of sorrows, weeping, a furnace of, well, fire. A place of torments, where they wail, where God is cursed. There is no rest, a place of outer darkness, where they scream for mercy, can never repent. They are punished everlastingly, their tongues are gnawed. They feel God's wrath, a place of everlasting destruction. A place for the devil and his angels, where the fire, never goes out. A place of everlasting burnings of fire, where they don't want their loved ones to come. The truth is, all those who die without trusting Christ go to this awful place.
Oh no! That's where Lance is! And I almost went there too!
Yep.
Then I've been lied to! We were told that hell was one big party, and all our friends would be there!
Dolly, millions of people have believed that same tragic, pitifully stupid lie.
How can I make sure I don't go to hell?
There's only one way, through Jesus Christ. Dolly, we all deserve to go to hell. Because we are all sinners, and God will never allow sin into heaven. But God wants us to go to heaven. So, he offered us a special gift. Those who trust Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior receive his gift of eternal life. Jesus shed his precious blood, died, and was buried. 3 days later, he rose from the dead. Jesus was sinless, so he didn't have to die. When he died, it was for us.
So, Jesus Christ died to pay for all my dirty sins? And if I trust in him alone, I can have eternal life?
That's God's promise to us from the Bible, which never lies.
Preacher, I want to get this settled right now.
Me too!
Then let's pray, girls.
Dear God, I am so sorry for all my sins. I do believe that Jesus died on the cross for me. Thank you for saving me from hell. Please come into my heart and be my savior. Just think, preacher. The day I almost went to hell is the day I got eternal life.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the end of the tract. No fear. Thank you, everybody, for helping me act that out there.
No problem.
All right. Now, we're going to start it off the same way we did the last season of Tractor Fiction, which is we're going to start with a debate. Two people are going to debate the veracity of this tract, but then we're going to do something a little bit different, something that we have never done before.
Tap dance?
No, but Strip. It's... No, go ahead.
I happen to be doing both of those simultaneously as we speak.
I wondered why I was having difficulty concentrating on what I was doing.
Well done, well done. Now, we do need our two debaters. I believe we had them waiting in the waiting room, but here they come in now. Okay, debater number one. What is your name? Debater number one.
Hello.
Hello. Who is this?
I don't know. I was walking and I fell. I don't. Who are you people? What am I doing here?
Sir, what can we call you?
I don't know.
I don't know.
What do you want to call me?
We're going to call you. I don't know. All right. And debater number two. Yes.
It is I, Super Ned.
Super Ned. Well done. All right. Now,
he doesn't look that super.
Now, here's the quarter that will tell us who is in what favor. And we've got, I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
What about me?
You believe that the tract we just read while you were not around is true? I'm sure you heard it when you were in the waiting room.
Yeah, no, I heard it.
And you, sir, Super Ned, are believing that this is 100% false. We're going to have us a debate and see who's right.
Round one. Fight!
All right. Well, Ned, Super Ned, you've got to start us off with this not being true. Now, let me ask you a question. Is it that you don't believe that killing yourself is wrong, or just that you don't believe in hell?
Well, Super Ned probably believes more towards the lack of hell, but also more the hypocrisy pending in the Bible. For instance, the Bible does not care whether you are a good citizen. Super Ned likes good citizens. You could be a horrible citizen. Supervillains destroying the city week after week could commit suicide and they would go to hell. But the instant they submit to Jesus and have him bless them with his holy presence, instantly they'd go to heaven after destroying the city multiple times? This cannot be! So saith Super Ned!
Ida? Ida?
What?
Miss No.
Oh, hi.
You have to argue against that.
Can I get some free food first or something?
You can get free food afterwards.
Really?
Here's a cherry Coke.
Is it good food?
The best food ever.
Oh.
Super Ned says the complimentary salad bar is good but lacks salad dressing.
Oh.
Sorry about that.
So right. What do I think again?
You believe that what he said was wrong.
Oh, he's stupid. Totally stupid.
That may be, but it's only as a result of my superpowers. If I weren't so great...
Wait a minute, you're super stupid? That's your power?
No, it's a byproduct of my super strength, super suaveness, and being super awesome.
Well, the super dumb tiny brain or something? Man.
Yes, I had to make that deal with the wise man in the mountain. Sacrifice most of your brains for being a really awesome guy.
Alright, so see, he's stupid. He admits
all right,
it.
Alright, well, hold on.
See, he's right.
Even a stupid man such as Super Ned can see how many holes are in this tract right here. That's why it's such a good argument.
I don't know, the paper looks pretty solid to me.
Well, now...
Really, where?
Where there isn't holes, I guess?
Exactly! The holes present!
Alright, listen, I want to bring in... Now, this is an interesting debate so far, but here's what we're going to do. Now, this is the new thing. Last season, we used to bring in experts.
Do I get my fruit yet?
No. Last season, we would bring in experts on this field. Sometimes we may do that, but there is another thing that we're going to do. We actually have the actual characters from this tract present.
Oh, my God.
So they can actually join in this debate.
How did that happen?
Oh, well, it's a magic thing that we do.
Super Ned knows of magics. Mostly they're used for evil.
Super stupid.
Well, Quint, it's funny that you mentioned that.
Too.
It's funny.
I bet you haven't had as much dating experience as I've had. Oh, yeah.
It's funny you mentioned magic's used for evil.
Jesus, it's not my fault.
Because, actually, the first... Now, we do have... disputing your claim that hell doesn't exist, we do have a demon present who was in the tract as a... He was a demon. So, now, does hell exist, Mr. Demon?
Yes.
That's hard to dispute.
How do you know he's not lying?
How do we know you're not lying? Do demons typically lie? Or?
May I intervene? He's a freaking demon.
Is this indeed? I'm sorry, who do we have here? Is that Dolly?
He's a freaking demon. Yes, this is Dolly speaking. Pardon. Okay. I just wanted to point out that he is, in fact, a freaking demon.
If he's a demon and there's hell, why is he here and not there? Maybe there's no hell. That's why he's wandering around.
Have you heard of hell?
Super
on
Ned?
Earth? It happens Thursday.
Wow. Super Ned would also like to bring up the fact
that
demons lie. For instance, in your own false tract, you lied to a number of characters, telling them that suicide was good. According to your tract rules, that was a bad thing and a lie.
As it stands,
demons do lie. However, you said that there was a hell. Since you are a demon and lie, QED, hell does not exist.
I don't know,
so
man.
So says SuperNet, villain!
Uh-oh, I do believe we have a preacher present.
I'm so confused.
Yeah, well, first of all, I'm just an actor. I'm not actually a preacher.
Oh, sorry.
But beyond that, oh my god, SuperNet guy.
Yes, citizen!
It was totally just an act. He wasn't lying. He was performing. The fact that he's actually from hell has nothing to do with this tract.
Look, when I was young and I went to go see Peter Pan, they told me that fairies existed, and they don't.
Dude, fairy
all of them
exist.
Were killed over 200
about?
Years ago by the villain Igabo. And that's why I never trust actors, for they lied to me. And since then, I have devoted myself to fighting crime, and especially liars. You're an actor, and you're a liar. Take that!
Ow. Man, jeez, that's gonna leave a mark. Anybody got any ice or anything? Oh, man.
We got cherry coke.
Yeah, thanks.
I'm sorry.
Some fruit there. Can we get on with the fruit already?
Hey, preacher man, I got some ice over here.
What? He's got ice. The demon has ice.
Oh, thanks, guy.
Wouldn't it, like, melt if he was really a demon and he was touching it?
It seems like hell has frozen over.
Yeah, that explains a lot of things.
Actually, there are frozen parts of hell.
Wow.
They're quite nice, actually.
Do they have food? I'd like to go.
So what happens?
You can get there by killing yourself.
Cool. How do I get there?
See that window?
Yeah.
Jump out of it.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
Dude, I was going to the farm.
Citizen, you should not throw away your life. If you don't want it, use it for good community service. If you get a job, you can buy all the food you can eat with that money. You should go work for the civil service.
Quiet, you filthy dog.
The post office needs jobs.
Want a pizza? Yeah, I want a pizza. Give me the pizza.
Oh, wait.
Pizza good.
Well, what? Okay. Young citizen, why did you eat the pizza delivery girl and leave the pizza?
That's a spicy meatball.
All right.
Yeah, good.
Ooh, pepperoni.
All right, so we're here.
I'm sorry, citizen. I must now take you off to jail for the crime of manslaughter.
Is there food?
There's plenty of free state-provided food in the jail, citizen.
All right, let's go.
All right. Now, as they card off, I don't know, I do want to say who won this debate, which is not necessarily known by the fact that one of the people goes to jail. So let's find out who wins. Oh, it is actually SuperNet. SuperNet did win.
That's right. I always get my man.
So does that mean
that
I should kill myself so I can go be with Lance? If there's no hell, then it's not bad?
Well,
no, it's not bad.
Lance,
you should go join Lance.
Apparently you should.
He's having a great time.
In the tundra part, right?
Yes.
Maybe
the tundra.
If there's a tundra part and there's a fire part. If there's a tundra part and a fire part, shouldn't there be a part in the middle that's kind of moderate and nice?
Yes.
Perfect.
It's very much like the Caribbean Islands.
Is it a nonstop party?
There are certain times when it stops, but that's only to take a short break to rest.
It's a most of the time party. I want to rock and roll all night and part of every day.
But you see, the reason it's hell is they don't serve anything. It's all non-alcoholic beer.
Man, that's the lying kind of demon right there.
All right. I want to thank everybody for coming here, especially SuperNet and I Don't Know and all the good characters from the tract. And thank you all for listening to WHRW Binghamton.